your verbal extravaganza, gateway to the weekend, as also Party Central Conversation Digest is on again on this Friday evening. Good evening, folks. It's the condition, as well as the K-Man and the Ziffelman is back in the house.
What up?
Good evening, everyone. We've got a huge program for you. If at any given point you're offended, well, that's typical for the average Conversation Digest listener. Huge night. We're going to talk about issues that are important to you, Wisconsinites, as well as those who are in Wausau and the surrounding areas. We've got all your favorite features, what we saw on the way to the studio up in just a few moments, as well as hard-hitting news, and the main topic for this evening to be announced in just a few moments, the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week at 15 after the hour, and much, much more. K-Man, what's going on this evening with you, sir?
Overall or show-wise?
Well, your life, your miserable existence.
Oh,
dog.
I've been sick the last couple weeks. It sucks.
Well, let's take the baseline out. And hard-hitting news up in just a few moments. And Ziffelman, where's Ziffelman at?
Right here.
Hey, Ziffelman, I don't suppose I could get you to get those lights, please, in the studio?
Sure, can do.
Excellent, thank you. Phone lines are now open to discuss all the important, relevant issues of life as we now know it. Right now on Conversation Digest, 715-842-8390. Sponsorship provided by underwriting sponsors. We survive via their contributions. Wayne Searing Insurance, All-American Taxi, Today's Furniture and Mattress Advantage of Stevens Point, The Elder Sanctuary, and also the Monk Quality Home Care. Right now on Conversation Digest, hard-hitting news. Hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest. Thanks, K-Man.
You're welcome. I'm more on the ball tonight.
Yeah. And this is a story brought to you by one of my normally used sources for Conversation Digest, as the computer is slowly loading up. We've got a tighter show this evening. We've had issues with loose programming the past couple weeks. But tonight is a tight, tight program. Serene Branson talks about her live medical emergency. In the event that you don't remember this live medical emergency, it was the very attractive female reporter who was on the air broadcasting live while she's on the air talking about a red carpet event after the Grammys, which in and of themselves aren't even worth talking about. She had a minor, which actually turned out to be a major, flap with her verbality. Worse than anything ever heard on Conversation Digest before.
Yeah.
What was wrong with Serene, and why are we making such a big deal out of it? Okay, well, I had a verbal flap myself just there.
There we go.
All right, thanks, K-Man.
Rotation tonight.
CBS2 reporter. Let's do this again, Serene.
As soon as I opened my mouth, I knew something was wrong.
Hundreds of thousands of local viewers and millions more around the world watched the medical emergency unfold right before their eyes.
Well, a very,
pick
very
it up, Serene.
Heavy,
pick it up.
Heavy vertation tonight.
CBS2 reporter Serene Branson stricken during her post-Grammy report.
All right, let's do it again.
As soon as I opened my mouth, Asian tonight.
CBS2 reporter Serene Branson. Hundreds of thousands of local viewers and millions more around the world watched the medical emergency unfold right before their eyes.
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy vertation tonight.
CBS. All right, hard-hitting news reports stricken on Serene.
Grammy report.
Had a moment of pure embarrassment, which actually was a
yikes.
Serene talks. Well, what it was a medical issue. Apparently, it's an issue I've had before. You know, what is it that we predict happened to Serene? Now, why in the world would she have had a stroke? She's probably in very good health. She's young. Now, not all strokes are encountered or experienced by older people. So that could have been the case. Los Angeles CBS, millions of viewers witnessed CBS2 reporter Serene Branson's medical emergency floridata on Lududu. Blah, 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 blah. Wah, wah.
I read it was just a migraine. And she just...
Okay, thanks for stealing my thunder on hard-hitting news, K-Man.
Well...
Hard-hitting news, K-Man. Hard-hitting news. Oh, gosh. Does someone want to hear what this voicemail is? Someone call me during Conversation Digest. I don't know what it is. Millions of viewers. So what happened? Branson, an Emmy award-winning reporter, was doing her live shot outside Staples Center Sunday when her words became incoherent and she exhibited symptoms of a severe medical condition. Today, Branson spoke with anchorwoman Pat Harvey about her terrifying experience. My head was definitely pounding, and I was very uncomfortable, and I knew something wasn't right, Branson told Harvey. I was terrified and confused.
Happened earlier in the day? Did you feel something funny, something different earlier before your 11 o'clock?
I started to get a really bad headache. Mm. And I thought, you're tired, it's been a long day.
Sounds like a hangover serene.
And around 10 o'clock that night, I was sitting in the live truck with my field producer and the photographer. Mm-hmm. And I was starting to look at some of my notes. I started to think, the words on the page are blurry. And I could notice that my thoughts were not forming.
Okay, so in essence, my thought on this hard-hitting news story is that the only reason people care in the first place is because Serena is very attractive. Now, if she was overweight, and I'm not speculating that this is my theory. I think that this is the case. People care when someone attractive falls. It's what's called a true tragedy, a literary tragedy. You can only experience a tragedy when you are at a high position, a pinnacle of experience, a pinnacle of success. If you fall, but you're already a loser, you're just a repeat of what already happened. Now, Serena's a very attractive young reporter who's well-accomplished, had a moment of pure verbal disarrangement, and now we're freaking out about it. My head was definitely pounding. I was very uncomfortable, and I knew something wasn't right, Branson told Harvey. I was terrified and confused. What just happened? At that point, they sat me down. Then my right cheek went numb. My right hand went numb, and I lost some sensation in my arm. Now, we're able to joke about this, of course, at this time, because she's fine. There's no wrong. There are no... Oh, Craig. Well, okay. Well, Brother Houtman, my brother, is listening live from Green Bay. And, well, I certainly can't say what he said, but when asked if she was ready to come back to work, Branson said,
I got to get ready for the Oscars now, Pat.
Word faux pas right there. I got to get ready for the Oscars now, Pat. Apparently the migraine hasn't subsided. Instead of saying I have got to get ready or I need to get ready, Serena says, I got to get ready for the Oscars now, Pat. And I want to point you to minute 220, that is 2 minutes 20 seconds in the interview with this other CBS reporter, Pat Harvey, who is not related to Paul Harvey, and I know that for various reasons that I don't even need to identify. Minute 220, where Pat Harvey makes a completely big-time word fashion faux pas herself. Listen up.
Producer Carrie and several sitting in the live truck with my field producer and the
photographer. Shut up, Serena. I'm talking about Pat now.
And at the time when you were talking, when you were tossing to your package, you knew what you were saying.
Let's hear that again, because obviously, K-Man, before you get into the litany of, I can't believe she just said that because the double meaning. I don't care about the double meaning of what she just said.
I laugh at the stupidest things, and I don't apologize.
The real problem
it.
I have with Pat Harvey when she's saying tossing to her package is that no, K-Man.
What?
We're going to now have a feature called the Responsible Adult Moment of the Week.
I can't be
whereby you can't
that.
Even breathe because you couldn't possibly coexist with a responsible adult moment
I
of the week.
It doesn't work like that.
There is an issue with saying something like that when you're a reporter because the average viewer. Now, I know what it means. It means she's going to go to her news story, the package of the news. But at this time, Pat Harvey, who is herself a news reporter, decides to use reporter lingo. It's a very condescending, very pretentious thing to do to assume that everyone that is listening to you knows what you are talking about. Now, listen to this again. We know that Serene's fine, so we can discuss this for the next 20 minutes without me feeling bad about it.
The way they normally do.
So you go on the air because you figure, this is what I do. I'm a reporter and this is a live shot. And did you really feel at that time you can get through it?
As soon as I opened my mouth, I knew something was wrong.
You know, the Ziffelman doesn't even know what she said that I'm yelling about. Ziffelman is on the air with us tonight, but he doesn't have a pair of headphones. Because what happens on the board with the speakers, the monitors in the studio, the monitor is the speaker. When you have the microphone on, that the individual or individuals that do not have headphones on, they cannot hear what's being played over the air. because the microphone is on. If you turn the microphone off, at that point, another individual without headphones can, in fact, hear what is being played over the air. He can obviously hear what the K-Man and I are saying, right, K-Man?
I hope so. He's right in the room with us.
He's like 2 feet away. But because the microphones are on, because obviously I'm blabbing at you on this verbal extravaganza known as Conversation Digest, he knows what we're saying, but he can't hear the news that's being played on the internet. Now, Ziffelman, what happened was this lady reporter that's reporting this story about Serene and interviewing Serene says to Serene, when you were tossing your package, is that what she says, K-Man?
Yeah.
Let's hear that again.
I started to get a really bad headache. Mm. And I thought, you're tired.
Did you really feel at that time you can get through it?
Producer Carrie.
Where does she
really happened to Serene on
ground. Wasn't it around like 2 minutes really or something?
Did you really feel at that time you can get through it?
Sitting in the live truck with my...
Did that just crash on us?
No.
Sitting in the live truck with my field producer and the photographer. Mm-hmm. And I was starting to look at some of my notes. I started to think, the words on the page are blurry. And I could notice that my thoughts were not forming the way they normally do.
So you go on the air because you figure, this is what I do. I'm a reporter and this is a live shot. And did you really feel at that time you can get through it?
Oh, she hasn't said it yet.
As soon as I opened my mouth, I knew something was wrong. I was having trouble rather remembering the word for Grammy. I knew what I wanted to say, but I didn't have the words to say it.
And at the time when you were talking, when you were tossing to your package.
Okay, so when she says, Ziffelman, right there in the interview, she says to Serene, when you were tossing to your package. My point being, because you can't hear, is that it is a journalistic statement. Tossing to the package is the story itself. She's segueing into the next portion of it that the reporter, Pat Harvey, who I'm sure in her own right is very talented, she shouldn't be using that phrase because the typical viewer isn't going to know what she's talking about.
Oh, I would agree, yes.
Oh, you have a microphone. Excellent.
You didn't know he had a microphone? I put it on there a while ago.
I knew there was a third microphone, but I didn't know he was there. Okay, right now on Conversation Digest, we're going to get back to the story in just a bit.
No, I just...
Oh, okay, all right, that's fine. The I don't give a crap moment of the week on Conversation Digest. And just after that, more on this story and the real issue of the evening, which we'll introduce in just a bit, as well as Ziffelman's Corner at 40 after the hour. You're listening to WNRBLP, Wausau 92.3 FM.
What are we doing now?
Are you kidding me?
Did you say...
Yeah, I don't give a crap moment of the week. Oh, you wanted me to... Okay. On WNRBLP, Wausau 93.3 FM. Sorry, K-Man.
Oh, it's the wrong one, but it'll work.
I'll
start the other one.
How many people we have on the live stream tonight, dog? Jeez. That's great. 715-842-8390, the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week brought to you by the imagination, the gray matter of Conversation Digest. Baby with weird happy birthday voice.
Are you going to sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday!
Coco!
Happy birthday!
Oh my goodness!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday?
Happy birthday!
Say happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday!
You want Daddy to sing happy birthday? Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday!
Denise, what's the matter?
That's the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. A baby on the internet doing her best to say happy birthday, forgetting all the words, and the parents think it's wonderful. And of course, this video has 134,037 views, of which I am at least two. It's the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week because, frankly, I don't give a crap about this video. I'm sure it's just a wonderful little baby. 1 year old, celebrating the 1 year birthday, I believe. Unless the baby is saying happy birthday to someone else, but I don't think so. Oh, wow. And honestly, possibly what she was doing was just impersonating Serene from CBS. The baby may have had a migraine. I don't know. Your I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week each and every week at this time on Conversation Digest. We've got more on the way with the story about Serene, the reporter who lost her moment of glory, which to her was probably just yet another news report. She does all of them all of the time.
All of the time.
And she's got a migraine issue, and it's apparently hereditary, and she found out her mother suffers from them. I don't know how she didn't realize that sooner. I mean, if her mom's walking around saying, oh, yeah, I've got such a bad headache, how doesn't she understand that her mother has a horrible migraine? Ziffelman, have you ever experienced a major migraine?
Yes, I have.
Well, because the first thing, the reason I ask is, first of all, one issue we have here is that we did not do what we saw on the way to the studio.
Oh, man.
The other issue, just let's do this real quick here. What we saw on the way to the studio, each and every week, 5 minutes before now, but we really messed it up tonight. What we saw on the way to the studio on Conversation Digest, WNRB LP Wausau.
It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time on Conversation Digest, one of our very favorite features, what we saw on the way to the studio. Ziffelman, what'd you see on the way to the studio this evening?
Well, I was in traffic on my way here to the studio, and there were several cars that sped past around the mall area, and they were full of teenagers, and they all had smiles on their faces. They pretty much looked like, you know, they could have take over the world, you know, and they're on the cusp of life. Meanwhile, I really didn't want to be in traffic at all. And, you know, if I can help it, I try not to drive at
all
as possible, yes.
Well, and plus you were by the mall, which is yet another strike against life. K-Man, what did you see on the way to the studio this evening?
I saw a minivan. Oh, wait, let me back up. Nice weather, kind of nice weather out tonight, isn't it? A little warm.
Yeah.
Better than the last couple weeks.
Yeah, yes, months.
Well, yeah, that too. So I had my window rolled down. I'm thinking, hey, this is nice weather. This nice, cool, yet warmer air than what we're used to in this last month or so. But then there was a minivan blasting Insane Clown Posse. And I just wanted to rip out my eardrums.
Well, explain to the good listeners who they are, just real quickly, because they
very,
may not
very,
very
so. Horrible, I guess you can call it, rap group. That dresses up like clowns.
Well, there is some good rap out there, but...
But this is not...
Well, the part of that alarmed me about that is that there were kids in the
van. Oh, yeah, there was two kids in the van with in car seats.
Okay. That's what they saw on the way to the studio. Condition, what did you see on the way to the studio? Well, condition, what I saw on the way to the studio was once upon I got into the studio, which actually was the building where the studio was at. We're broadcasting live from the heart of Wausau. And I let the Ziffelman in because he didn't have a way to get in. And he was carrying a bottle of... This is a true story. He was carrying a bottle of pain medication for a brutal headache, which could very likely be a migraine.
Brutal.
And now this was right before the show started. The Ziffelman had no cognizant way of understanding that I could possibly talk about Serene, the migraine reporter. The pain in the head reporter who couldn't talk because she was a... experiencing such a debilitating migraine. The mouse just fell on the floor. And
I'll
so,
get it.
In a weird twist of fate, 20 minutes before I was going to tell you about the beautiful reporter lady who had a horrible migraine and couldn't talk on the air because of it, the Ziffelman is experiencing a headache right before the show. Ziffelman, how are you feeling as of right now?
It seems to be subsiding.
Excellent. What were you taking, ibuprofen?
Yes, ibuprofen.
Okay. That's what we saw on the way to the studio each and every week at this time. Unless we are belated with our activities on the show, which we are tonight, that's fine. In case you want to get a hold of us, 715-842-9222. 8390. Chime in on tonight's topic. It's a very big topic, one that affects not only Wausau, not only the surrounding area, but all of Wisconsin. And
all
consequently,
of us.
Because of the major news support of this story, it's affecting all of America because so many media outlets are recovering or reporting on what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, if you've listened to the show enough, you know kind of what I think about as far as politics are concerned. I'm pretty conservative. The K-Man's
quite, and I'm a liberal.
Quite liberal.
Apparently.
Quite liberal. Zifflman tends to be more conservative, I would imagine, right, Zifflman?
That is true.
You know, so whereas Zifflman might like more of a Kennedy-type Democrat, the K-Man would be more of an FDR-type or otherwise LBJ or Jimmy Carter. And very much so, Barack Obama.
Plus, I do stand for everything that John F. Kennedy did.
Actually, he was very conservative.
No, not so much his politics.
Oh.
His goings-on and whatnot.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Happy
birthday. Okay, all right. Okay, I got you, K-Man. That's better than the little girl who couldn't say happy birthday in the I don't give a crap moment of the week.
Okay.
And so what's going on in Madison is on my nerves. We've heard countless stories in the local stories, the local newspapers, local TV channels, the radio reports, all over the place of teachers abandoning the classroom, vacating the school, hopping into their 1960s or 70s Volkswagen Beetle, putting on the beads.
What beads?
Reincarnating. Okay, man, follow me along here, man.
What kind of beads, though?
What does it matter what kind of beads? Well, it would be the kind of beads you wear around your neck. You are on my list tonight, sir.
I'm always on your list.
K-Man is always on my list. My point being that these were the same people. They're just 35 years older that were protesting in the 1960s against
the
establishment.
Wait, are you saying
that
they're hippies?
Very much so. They're just older and grayer and a little bit fatter. There are some situations where some of them might be a little bit skinnier because perhaps they got a treadmill. So, or they're just not big.
They got
eaters,
really
so.
Sick.
715-842-8390. What do you think about this major news story? Wisconsin has been in the news for a couple of weeks now. Of course, our Green Bay Packers won Super Bowl 45. The K-Man watched
Woo-hoo,
it.
Woo-hoo, Packers!
As far as the K-Man's concerned, they scored many home runs and made many basket throws. Right, K-Man?
Well, they got a couple hat tricks, too.
Yes, exactly. And now we're in the news because of what's going on in Madison, which some of you support. Zifflman, you've heard about what's going on. What are some of the things? You just briefly tell me what you've heard people say about Scott Walker as a human being. Because I know what they're saying. I know what I've heard. But what have you heard without us even discussing this before the show?
Well, I've heard a few things about it.
No, I want to hear what they've personally said about Scott Walker.
As far as what I've heard?
Yes. Have you heard anything said by people who may or may not be in disagreement?
I would have to say I've heard a lot of people showing concern over the fact that he so openly decided to put the National Guard on alert in case the state employees decided to fight this action. I did get a lot of people had a lot of concern about that he was so open with
bringing them in. I have no problem
in.
With that. I mean, but now I've heard the personal attacks on Scott Walker. Oh, he's a tyrant. Oh, he's a dictator. Oh, he's a this. He's a that. He's mean. He's disabling our freedoms. Freedoms! I mean, if you think people are going to be violent, what's your reaction, Zifflman? You defend yourself, right?
Well, yes, of course.
I guess my point being that Skywalker has been dehumanized by the opposition. And when the opposition is someone that you have to disparage, that you have to dehumanize. This has happened to me in my life, where someone couldn't stick to the issues. What they would do is make outlandish claims about me that were false in the first place. If you have nothing to hide, then you don't have to worry about anything. Now, can he consciously stay aware of the fact that people are going to go after him big time? Scott Walker, that is.
Big time.
Big time. 715-842-8390. This is your conduit to logic and
the conduit?
Entertaining conversation. This is Conversation Digest, your verbal extravaganza, gateway to the weekend, as well as Party Central. Madison is not Party Central. WNRBLP on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. sharp is Party Central. We're the gateway to the weekend. If you want to get a hold of us via the internet, K-Man, how can they do that?
You're talking about email?
Yes.
Well, then I have the answer for you. ConversationDigest@gmail.com. I'll be checking it all night, yo.
Okay, so here's a very interesting point by my brother, that Scott Walker, according to the opposition, equals big government. Now, the ironic twist in that, can we identify what that ironic twist is there? K-Man, when a protester, when the opposition that is down in Madison protesting and screaming about Scott Walker's decision, with its legislation, this proposed legislation, that he represents big government, where is the ironic, if not completely contradictory, twist there in terms of politics and ideology?
He's protesting himself?
No, K-Man, but you should protest yourself. Down with stupidity. Down with a bad hair day.
I knew this was going to be bad as soon as you asked me a question.
Down with a bad hair day. No, the problem is he's not big government.
What is big government?
Big government is liberalism and socialism, K-Man.
Oh, that's right up my alley.
Exactly. You're a major liberal.
Thank you.
Do we understand that what's going on here is I'm not taking a political stance with a candidate. I don't know about Scott Walker. I don't know much about Scott Walker. I'm just saying that there's a little bit of rational thought here. There is a logical thought here in wanting to get public employees to pay towards their pensions. Do you understand that I paid towards my pension, K-Man?
You do.
Do you understand that?
How long have you?
Well, 401k, you know, all that stuff. I pay for Social Security. That's supposedly going towards a pension, which may or may not be there in 40 years when I actually get to retire at age 71. The teachers don't really pay towards their pension. In addition, they pay very little towards their medical care. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not.
Okay, well, this is kind of hard-hitting news. You can't be looking at Facebook. Man, oh man, I was
checking the fan page.
I just watched. Don't worry about the fan page.
Okay, someone posted anything.
No, but they couldn't have. We didn't say anything about going to the fan page for Conversation Digest.
Well, they could have posted something.
Oh my gosh. All right, fans, if you'd like to go to the fan page and Conversation Digest, by all means do it.
They know this already. They should go there and post stuff.
And he's
we can
IMing.
My mom was going to ask a question.
Why don't you just pull out a Rubik's Cube and be sidetracked with that as well?
She went out and she's starting drinking now.
I don't blame her. If she listened to this show for 10 minutes, heard her son just buffaloing around. Whatever that means.
I'm going to kill you.
Okay. Be back in just a moment here.
I hate you so much.
I don't know what that means. Well, done with that. You know, people can say...
Oh, it's actually going.
You cannot pass!
Get out!
Whatever, I can't rely on the internet. Unbelievable. Pick it up, YouTube.
Pick it up.
Conversation Digest, WNRBLP Wausau, the gateway to the weekend. You can listen to the live stream broadcasting via the internet over the entire planet. Whether you're in Tokyo or otherwise, what is that?
That's my brother saying nice train wreck.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
Well,
that wasn't my fault.
Well, YouTube. It's YouTube.
Anyway, so broadcasting via the internet over the entire planet, whether you're in Tokyo, you're in Chicago, you're in the Ukraine, which, whatever. Why would you want to be there if you were in the Ukraine?
You shoot yourself.
Otherwise, let's say you're in the Pacific Ocean and you're on an island and you can't get off, but you've got internet access somehow. I have no idea how, but you can listen to WNRBLP. We're broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 hours a week. And you can go to the Wausau. What, did I say something wrong?
24 hours a week, did you say?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
You can go, I mean, where do you go to for the live stream? Ziffelman, where can they go? Do you know, dog? Take the baseline out.
Oh, well, they could.
Or famousashtray.com.
We have famousashtray.com or what's the other one?
Wausaumung.org.
Wausaumung.org.
Yes.
Yes.
I have nothing. I'm done. All right, you guys take it to the top of the hour.
I think my...
I'm just joking. Where are you going with that dog?
I think my headaches started to subside, so...
Well, let me yell a little bit more.
Did you get some caffeine in your system, Ziffelman?
Yes,
that should help out on the headache.
All right,
well... That's something that's not a lot of people know, that caffeine actually does, in moderate doses, does help with headaches.
That's why the Excedrin has a smidge of caffeine in there. Not that I'm plugging it or anything.
All right. You guys are going crazy on me. You shall not pass, verbally. 715-842-8390. Ziffelman, if anyone calls, please pick up that phone quickly, because we've had evenings where people were trying to call and we didn't pick it up in time, and, well, we never got to talk to the listeners, so.
Well, you got my eye on it.
Excellent.
It should make a giant noise.
Athens and Madtown. What?
The phone.
Well, I mean, that would be called a ringing K-man.
Well, sometimes it just blinks.
All right.
But usually nowadays it rings.
I would hope it does so that we know someone's trying to do a call. Athens and Madtown brought to you WallStreetJournal.com.
This is
a seminal showdown between public...
News.
Yeah, well, no, it is hard-hitting news. It's the main topic for the evening as well. So, seminal showdown between public unions and taxpayers. For Americans who don't think the welfare state riots of France or Greece can happen here, we recommend a look at the Union and Democratic Party spectacle now unfolding in Wisconsin. Over the past few days, thousands have swarmed the state capitol and airwaves to intimidate lawmakers and disrupt Governor Scott Walker's plan to level the playing field between taxpayers and government unions. I like this idea. I really do. Unbelievable. Do you understand this very next paragraph is really what I want to focus on here with this story? Mr. Walker's very modest proposal would take away... Now, of course, we see a very biased article here. It's very clear that...
Well, it's written by someone, so it's obviously biased.
Someone can potentially write an unbiased piece of news.
That's very few and far between.
Okay, I'm saying this is very biased. However, it's one that I agree with. Mr. Walker's very modest proposal, and this is from J.S. Wausau. I mean, the Wall Street... It certainly isn't from the Wausau Daily Herald, because they would be on the other end of the spectrum. So,
plus, it's written quite nicely, I'm assuming.
Typed.
Well, the right words.
Yes, it's a well-written article. Mr. Walker's very modest proposal would take away the ability of most government employees to collectively bargain for benefits. They could still bargain for higher wages, but future wage increases would be capped at the Federal Consumer Price Index unless otherwise specified by a voter referendum. The bill would also require union members to contribute 5.8% of salary toward their pensions and chip in 12.6% of the cost of their health insurance premiums. Now, if you are actually in the private sector, which I am, the K-Man, you're in a very private sector.
Nah.
Ziffelman, you're a private sector type employee as well.
Although, you know...
If those numbers don't sound outrageous, you probably work in the private economy. The comparable nationwide employee health care contribution is 20% for private industry, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The average employee contribution from take-home pay for retirement was 7.5% in 2009, according to Employee Benefits Research Institute. Okay, so we're talking health care contribution by people that work in the private sector as 20% for healthcare contribution. for the teachers, or for not just teachers, for state employees, what we're saying here in this legislation is that we're looking to have them pay 12.6%. Yeah, crumple that up and throw it in the toilet. 12.6% of the cost of their health insurance premiums would be covered by the state employees. So we have 20% by private sector employees, 12.6% by the state employees. They are still well below the contribution level of a private sector employee. What is all the panic about? What is the panic about in Madison? We have teachers abandoning their jobs. It's always, do you understand what we always say, we always hear teachers saying is it's about the children. Okay, man, you've heard this plenty of times by you teachers, right? It's about the children.
Not in a long time, because I don't listen to people.
Good Lord bless plenty of good teachers. We all need good teachers. I support the education system, despite the fact that I feel that it is failing us at this point because we pay too much money and get very little in return. We've got teachers that are abandoning the classroom. It's no longer about the teachers. How do we get through to these children? How do we get through to these adults? That's the question here. We've had to cancel classes several days this week so that the older generation of protesters can hop in their Volkswagen Beetles, drive down to the state capitol, and protest and disrupt an otherwise orderly city. And we
Madison
say that
is orderly?
Yeah, okay, man. There's less crime in Madison than there is in Milwaukee. I mean, I'm just comparing a large metropolitan area to another large metropolitan area. Okay, man, you got to stick with me here, man.
I am. I just, every time I've gone to Madison, it just seems crazy.
Crazy in a bad way. Well, I bet you just love it in Madison, don't you, K-Man?
Oh, yeah, that's where all my liberal brothers and sisters
yes.
live.
You only have two brothers. You don't have a sister.
Well,
oh, you mean
figuratively.
Oh, brothers and sisters
in
politics.
Sense.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Now you're catching on.
K-Man's wearing a shirt that's about a cartoon channel. But
what does this have to do with anything?
Mr. Walker says he has no choice but to make these changes because unions refuse to negotiate any compensation changes, which is similar to the experience Christie had upon taking office in New Jersey. Excellent. Keep it up with that live stream going. Now, we have a crowd that's in Madison, a.k.a. Mad Town.
Ooh, they're so mad.
Well, now it's just a.k.a. Angry Town, Irritated Town, Irritating Town. Would you like to be down there right now? K-Man, if you could, would you join them down there right now for the protest? I want an honest answer, please.
If there's anything I hate doing, it's protesting.
Hell no, you won't go.
Exactly.
Ziflin, would you go down there to help protest if you had the car that could get you down there? No offense to your vehicle.
None taken as far as the vehicle is concerned. No, I would not.
Okay, now would you go down there to make fun of the protesters?
No, I wouldn't. I may not believe wholeheartedly in what they're bringing to the forefront, but I would let them protest because that is one of our basic freedoms in this country, that whether you disagree with them or not,
no, you're
you
right.
able to
you're right.
protest.
Plus, it's one of the freedoms that I can make fun of people.
Okay, K-Man. So you'd hop in your vehicle and go down there if everything was paid for?
And make fun of them.
Okay, well, I've...
That's my free speech,
I've
yo.
I've got a $20 bill with your name on it
really?
For food and gas to get down there immediately
and broadcast
live.
Off. It'll take at least like 2 hours to get down there. So
is that a fat joke about yourself?
If you... Well,
it not paying takes for a while. Anything. Are you joking?
Oh, come
me?
On!
I'm not paying for anything.
You said you were going to. I go down there and cover the. What's it?
The protest, the
yeah.
rally. Jesse Jackson's down there
and
waiting for you.
And
you
and
two
I might
can
make fun
tell
of
each
it.
Other ridiculous jokes. Governor Walker's office estimates the proposal would save the state $300 million over the next 2 years, and the alternative would lay off 5,500 public employees. So we're trying to avoid a public layoff of 5,500 employees. So if the rally protesters, if the opposition to Scott Walker, if these individuals get their way, what inevitably happens at this point in time, according to what I just read, K-Man, can you tell me, or Ziflin, can you tell me what happens at that point in time if they get their way? According to the statistical analysis brought to us by the Walker administration. Ziflin?
Well, they would end up having to lay off all of those workers.
5,500 public employees. Exactly. Now, none of this is deterring the crowds in Madison, a.k.a. Madtown. And many, including many from the 98,000-member teachers' union, they've gone Greek, according to this article. Yeah. Madison School District had to close Thursday when 40% of its teachers called in sick. Now, when you call in sick, normally what is the meaning of the phone call in the first place? Why are you calling in sick?
Because I'm sick.
Excellent, K-Man. You're a good student this evening, and I'm a good teacher, unlike the rest of these people who left and abandoned these children. How do we get through to these children? How do we get through to these adults?
Put them on TV.
What, they are on TV, and that's what they want, K-Man.
No, so
they
want
to be on TV. Well, we already dumped off two listeners.
I don't know what I...
What's
I
going on around here?
I didn't do it.
Live stream, we're losing people left and right. By the way, these are the same teachers who sued the Milwaukee School Board last August to get Viagra coverage, according to this article.
Hey-o.
Restored to their health care. Oh. Layoffs? Layoffs? That's funny. So the protests have an orchestrated quality, and sure enough, the Politico website reported yesterday that the Democratic Party's Organizing for America arm is helping to gin them up. Calm down there, Zifflman. Calm down. He's getting all excited about it.
He got a little twitchy when you said gin.
The outfit is a remnant of President Obama's 2008... yes, he did. 2008 election campaign, so it's also no surprise that Mr. Obama said yesterday that while he knows nothing about the bill, he supports protesters occupying the Capitol building. So that's good that our exalted leader, the Emperor, Mr. Obama, knows absolutely nothing about this bill, this proposed legislation. However, he does, in fact, support the protesters who are in direct opposition to this legislation. Just like the health care bill that he is trying to get passed. I mean, it did get passed, but they're going to try to repeal it, of course. I mean, we don't know what's in that 1,800 pages. These folks are teachers, and they're firefighters, and they're social workers, and they're police officers, he said. This is Mr. Obama. And it's important not to vilify them.
Why does he sound like Barney from the Flintstones?
That's my impersonation of Barack Insane Obama. Mr. Obama is right that he knows nothing about the bill because it explicitly excludes police and firefighters, according to this article. We'd have thought the president had enough to think about with his own $1.65 trillion deficit proposal going down with a thud in Congress, reads the article, but it appears that the 2012 campaign is already underway. The unions and their Democratic friends have also been rolling out their Hitler, Soviet Union, and Hosni Mubarak analogies. The story around the world is to rush democracy, offered Democratic State Senator Bob Jock. The story in Wisconsin is the end of the democratic process. And what's funny about this is we have teachers that are flocking down to Madison, correct? State workers, state employees flocking to Madison to join in the protest rally.
Well, because they're too busy not going to work.
And say so you will. What is it that's going on with the politicians that are in support of the opposition?
Are they staying that, down there?
No, they're leaving. Else? They are leaving so that they aren't around to put a vote. See, because when you have legislation like this, you need a certain number of people around to make a vote, whether it's going to be yay or nay.
Don't you need about 20?
I think it's 20, and they only have 19.
Oh, now they can't vote. Now nothing can be done.
So we've got all these politicians that are leaving. These Democrats are leaving so that they don't have to be around, so they aren't around.
They weren't elected
they
to not
do.
Vote.
Exactly, and were the teachers were they hired not to teach? Were they hired to call in sick and say, I can't be there today because I have to support a protest rally because I don't want to pay in towards my pension plan? I'm going to get some angry people tonight on this one.
ConversationDigest@gmail.com.
Yes, or otherwise 715-842-8390, extension 210, if in fact it asks for it. We've got a huge program going for another 45 minutes. Zifflman's Corner up in just about 30 seconds. Do we have that sounder for Zifflman's Corner any longer?
I have the old one.
Let's do it.
Right now?
Right now on Conversation Digest, Zifflman's Corner, and up in just a bit more on this story and much, much more. WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
Welcome to Zifflman's Corner, where freedom's a must. If you don't have it, get some.
Oh, we need a new song.
This,
money, booze, ladies.
Oh, we got to get a new sounder for Ziffman's Corner. That's too
effeminate. Yeah, it looks, yeah. Well, thank you for the condition. I guess.
Well, it's not like I said you were real masculine. Okay, go ahead, Ziffman.
Ziffman's Corner tonight, I would like to...
Louder, Ziffman.
...urge the listeners to go on the live stream and listen to us there. The people that are on the live stream, you know, keep it going and tell other people via your laptops or your cell phones or what have you, but keep getting the word out there on the live stream and get some more people listening. Zippelman's Corner is going to be about basically a little bit of everything. We've got, like you said, a lot of stuff going on right now. We've got the protests in Madison. You have the Egyptians in the streets deposing their leader of 30 years. And then change is what they want, obviously. But I look at it this way that, okay, you have the common people of Egypt wanting change, and yes, for I guess the time being, I guess they now is the time for them. I would say, why did they why did they wait so long? He obviously, his Mubarak's human rights record was not that good to begin with, but he was a bulwark in the support in that region of Israel to keep the other Arab nations from overcoming them. But I think it's something that's going to be, if he go, you know, even if he does, well, he stepped down and whoever they get in there, I think it's going to unstabilize the region for quite some time.
Ziffelman, don't you think it's going to be the Muslim Brotherhood that seizes control of Egypt?
Well, I would say they're probably going to put somebody in there as a figurehead, but yes, they're probably going to be the... Because they are the, as far as I know, they are the voting majority. So,
well,
the only majority voting party. So,
so by losing Mubarak, who was, in essence, a horrible human being, but he helped to stabilize the Middle East, as much as the Middle East could possibly be stabilized, with him being gone, what's going to happen in the Middle East now?
Yeah, that
no, I mean, do you have an idea? Well, I mean, what will happen?
I mean, like I said, it's going to, I think, destabilize that area of the Middle East for quite some time. I don't, this day and age, with all the economies in that region being so intertwined, I think that, or I would hope not, that they don't go to direct war. But, you know, who knows? You know, I think Iran's kind of peeking around the corner, and other... power-hungry countries, you know, that are bears, had interests in that region at one time and now see a chance to regain a foothold.
All right. Ziffman, how's your headache?
Much better.
All right. So when do you leave for Madison?
I'm doesn't look like I'm going to be going down there unless I hitch a ride with a certain somebody.
The K-Man?
If you give me the $20, we'll go down there and harass them.
If I could actually get you clowns to go down there for $20, I mean, that'd be ridiculous.
$25. $22. Well, Ziffelman's got to eat, too.
Okay, $20.50.
Dollar menu.
All right, each and every week at this time, we're late on everything this evening. Just, we've had some issues. Conversation Digest, very own Ziffelman's Corner on WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. More on the way in just a moment here on WNRBLP's Conversation Digest.
Fight, beer, lift your stein and drink your beer.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, lift your stein and drink your beer. Drink, 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 two eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on me.
And drink, 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 two lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree. Here's a hope that those bright eyes will shine. Sweet tonight with joy, my own lips meet.
start. Nay, young hearts never part. Drink, drink, drink. Let every true lover salute his sweetheart.
More about the story from the Wall Street Journal about the protesters, the teachers leaving their classrooms, calling in sick. They're sick of working, apparently. The Republicans have the votes to pass this said legislation, by the way. But on Thursday, big Labor's Democratic allies walked out of the state Senate to block a vote. Under state rules, 20 members of the 33-member Senate must be present to hold a vote on an appropriations bill, leaving the 19 Republicans one member short. By the end of the day, some Democrats reported to have fled the state. So who's really trying to short-circuit democracy would be the question here.
They're all screwing around down there.
As an elected official, do they honestly think leaving the state so they can avoid this vote, is that even an adult thing to do?
That's not what they're elected for, yo.
It's almost thievery. They're stealing my patience. Excellent. Back to that number. Excellent. Larger reality is that the collective bargaining for government workers is not a God-given or constitutional right. It's the result of the growing union dominance inside the Democratic Party during the middle of the last century. Now, this will upset many people, but it's a very serious issue, I'm saying. John Kennedy only granted it to the federal workers in 62 and Jerry Brown to California workers in 78. Other states, including Indiana and Missouri, have taken away collective bargaining rights for public employees in recent years, and some 24 states have either limited it or banned it outright. Now, do we understand this? For those of you out there who are saying that Scott Walker, and I'm not necessarily a supporter of Scott Walker. I don't even vote very often. You know how I am, K-Man and Ziffelman.
Loathe the vote.
Not much of a voter. Well, then you can't talk about any of this. Well, you're darn wrong I can't.
Well, are you going to vote for someone who's going to screw you over, or are you going to vote for the other guy who's going to screw you over?
Yeah. I have every right in the world. What's the purpose of voting? I have every right in the world to not vote, don't I?
As do I.
Well, you don't have every right in the world to never get off your couch. No offense, K-Man.
Well, you don't have to either.
But I have to.
But
okay,
you don't.
So anywho, before we go on to this whole thing about who gets off their couch more often between you or me, definitely me, by the way.
Well, I've been sick, so I've really been on the couch.
24 states have either limited this type of collective bargaining right, and then otherwise they've banned it or they have limited that right. So why is it that we're trying to dehumanize Scott Walker by saying because he is trying to do this, he's some sort of horrible individual? Do you know that all of this started in Wisconsin in the first place?
Yeah, we're all crazy.
No, that is not what I'm talking about. If insanity stemmed from anywhere in Wisconsin, it might just be this very radio studio on Friday nights at 7 o'clock sharp. The collective bargaining... Oh, good gosh. The collective bargaining, the CBA collective bargaining agreements... started in Wisconsin, that type of activity. Do we understand the union threshold is very strong in Wisconsin, has been for decades upon decades. So now Scott Walker goes in and says we need to limit this because we are in a debilitating financial situation, not only in America, but more specifically in Wisconsin. What are you typing?
Nothing.
On which? Oh.
Yeah. Wait, I'm just replying.
Okay, man, come on.
What?
Okay, man.
What?
So anyway, anywho, so Ziffman, what's your thought on this whole CBA situation?
Well, I think if it is passed and...
Don't pop your peas, dog.
For the worker, yes. I mean, I can see where they're saying, well, you know, the public worker, oh, you're taking away his ability to give you the public works. No... they're not really doing that. What they're doing is hopefully at least putting a little bit of some type of a rein on how much, you know, taxpayer money that's going into this. We're kind of siphoning it off just a little bit because we are in a financial situation in Wisconsin as far as the economy and the budget are concerned.
Well, it makes me wonder if these people that are not state employees that are supporting the opposition to the bill. What? I can't hear you when you. I can't read lips.
I was going to say because I was writing.
What?
The dueling banjos.
What about it? You want to play it right now?
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Okay, we can do that. So the CBA, I mean, all that activity, the union stuff, very strong in Wisconsin, has been for decades. And, of course, now Scott Walker wants to change it. And, of course, people are freaking out about it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world today because he wants to reduce the control that the unions have over the education system. One of the largest problems we have in America right now is the epic control that the unions have over our education system. They use intimidation. It's the whole Jimmy Hoffa scenario. Do we get this?
Yes,
it's been
yes.
like this since day one with unions. Yeah, we need protection. We need representation. Representation is only needed for those who cannot represent themselves. I'm fully capable of representing myself. Now, unless I'm in the court of law, I would get an attorney. Do you understand this, K-Man?
Yes. Because okay. The person who has themselves for... that the representative himself as a fool for an attorney.
But in the workplace these days, we have more employee rights. We're protected. No, I don't want to hear the Deliverance dialogue. I want to hear the music. I know it's in there. But I don't... I mean, Ned Beatty...
Are they going to have that one part?
No. K-Man. Remember about the adult moment of the week? Do you remember that discussion?
Yes. That's why I said that one part. Rather than what they actually say.
Ziffelman can't even hear the music. We need to... Oh, that kid really is from northern Wisconsin.
Yikes.
Okay, back in just a bit on Conversation Digest. We're almost 8 o'clock on your verbal extravaganza. WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest. You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
Talk about genetic deficiencies. Isn't that pitiful?
Who's picking the banjo here?
Conversations.
And digesting it.
No.
Hmm?
K-Man.
What? Conversation Digest. It's playing off of that. I can't do anything right tonight.
It has nothing... No, you can't. And it's not digesting. I've heard that lousy joke before, and it's not like it's digesting anything. Digest is like a volume of information, yo. K-Man's lullaby explosion.
We're informative?
No. I mean, yes, anyone that opens their mouth is informative. It could be misinformation, but... All right. K-Man's putting me in a bad mood, and I have a party to go to after this. K-Man, you're going to beat the piñata if you're not careful. You too, Ziffelman. I heard you... Oh, you were laughing at what I said. Okay.
Is going to be something sweet?
Yeah, no, well, there might
something
be.
Something sweet.
Yeah, you get a hot toddy there going, Ziffelman. You know what I'm saying? K-Man, let's get some Jay-Z going here, dog. Let's just drop the bass line.
You have to turn that on first.
All right. You want to play another? That's what she said.
CD1.
That's what she said. That's what she said. So, really, X Feature is revisited. What we're looking at here is a list. It is a compilation of not... 80s music. This is a compilation of X Conversation Digest features. Now, if you've listened to Conversation Digest for the past 3.5 years, yes, three and a half years.
In
cat years, because K-Man's a doggist, he doesn't like dogs very much. I'm going to go for cats now. No, I'm not, because I like cats, actually. I do. I'm not a hater like K-Man. K-Man, I'm sorry. I'm being mean to you, but sometimes you deserve it.
I'm going to cry.
Well, I hope your mother's not listening. Is she?
No, she's out drinking right now.
Oh, God bless her. So these are X features that have been on Conversation Digest. Our history is very long. We've got a tenuous situation with old... What?
I know one that
you
missed.
No, that's what I was going to say to you and the Ziffelman. Ziffelman is here for the installation of Conversation Digest. He'll know what's been missed as well. We're going to go over a list of these... features. 715-842-8390. Tune in. But also, if you would like to make a verbal contribution to the issue, the episode that's up right now on the airwaves or otherwise broadcasting live over the internet, 715-842-8390, what do you think about this teacher's strike? Not strike, but protest really down in Crazy Town, Madison. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Fractional History is the first one.
That was a long-running one.
It was a long-running one. But these are ex-features on Conversation Digest that are no longer part of our show, and they're in no particular order. Now, some of these I do want to say I would like to get back into doing these. Fractional History was a feature where we just took history facts and just jumbled them with fiction. And it wasn't really that we were coming up with creative thoughts. It's just that we really don't know history very well.
We thought was funny, we just kind of shoved it in there.
In addition, we had a topic called the Grab Bag Topic of the Week, where Michael Bowman, who has not been on our show for over 2 years now, I believe. Maybe it's a year and a half, whatever. So where we'd put all these topics in a bag. It'd be random issues, like let's say bottled water or hand sanitizer or otherwise demolition
there
derbies.
There was donuts once.
And donuts. We would put them in there. We'd pick one out, and we would talk about that topic for 10 minutes. It was just a mundane topic. And what it was initially, what I had designed that feature for, was to improve our improvisation skills on Conversation Digest. Do we remember this, good sirs?
Yes. I do remember that.
Oh, that one. Okay. Also, another one that came in was the author of, and it really fit the billing. No offense, K-Man.
Well, it was kind of true.
Nerd Boy Ruins Movie.
And you always, not on purpose, but always mess up the name, like Idiot Boy Messes Up Film or something like that. That was one of them.
And then the K-Man, you also reminded me of the Brain Pool, which was awful. And also then This Is the Death of My Brain, which you did that one time.
Yeah, it was a good feature. I thought I was going to do more for it.
Yeah, it just didn't pan out. We also had the Criticism Wrecking Ball Moment of the Week, whereby I would ridicule relentlessly Michael Bowman for 5 minutes straight. Does everyone remember that one?
Oh, that was
yes,
wonderful.
Yes, we do.
It's kind of unnecessary. Part of what
well,
to the
wouldn't
reason why
the he, whole show be the Criticism Wrecking Ball of the Week?
Well, I mean, I am critical.
When he was still on, you just lay into him all
I mean, I do
show.
Want you two to know that, you know, aside from appreciating what I do here, because it's a Friday night, yo. It's not always easy to come in here. Sometimes we have plans and we still try to get it in. If I'm not here, it's because I'm working.
Sometimes we even pre-record.
Or sometimes. But, you know, and I do work on Friday nights quite often, so I can't always do the show. But Ziffman, I appreciate you being here. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
K-Man?
Thank you, and you're welcome.
We also had the Moral High Ground with Liam Snidely. It was a
that
British...
That guy British is the best.
British gentleman.
He is pretty good. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, well, good job. Craig, actually, that was one I would like back, actually. He just texted me, Star Trek I want back. Do we know why Star Trek isn't making it on Conversation Digest? Because too labor-intensive. It was too much work just to put together Star Trek.
It took maybe 3 hours to put together 10 minutes?
Yes, it was ridiculous. Ugh. Now, Star Trek was what it was. Ziffman, you've heard Star Trek, right?
Yes, I was there for the
He
beginning.
Was there when we made it.
Oh, that's right. And that's right, you did some voiceover work for it, too.
Yes, I did.
It was a parody of Star Trek, whereby it instead of these Star Trek aliens and humans, it was a bunch of truck drivers out in the middle of space visiting race species like the Cardassians, as well as the Sporks, and who else?
No, the Sulkins.
I mean, the Sulkins.
The Sulkins.
So, I mean, that was always a good one.
And the Drunkons.
We used to have the Conditions Karaoke Moment of the Week, where we would play a song that I had at one point or another sang in a karaoke venue. Sometimes I miss that because that was some good music, yo.
Yes,
we also, Ziffman, you've been there for many of those songs. Remember that one time I sang the Ghostbusters theme song, and also that one song from Prince that I can't say the name of on the air?
Something Control.
No, yes, K-Man.
Well, I'm just...
I'm going to have the K-Man's...
I'm bleeping out the certain words.
K-Man.
Something about a cat.
New feature, the K-Man's Adult Responsible Moment of the Week.
It's going to crash and burn.
Okay, we also had WNRBLP Mascot of the Week, which was just a train wreck.
That was still one of my old favorites.
It really was?
It just come up with a list of five really stupid things.
We usually had like five or six different... And they were things. They weren't really animal,
mineral, or vegetable. No.
But, sometimes the mascot was just a feeling.
Sometimes, yeah, like anger or disappointment. No, but quite often there was a good animal, and it would be like a werewolf or otherwise a Sasquatch or sometimes just a member like a wet rat or something like that. I mean, I think we had...
That was my favorite list feature.
I think we at one point we had the crocodile in a bikini at one point.
Well, I don't know that. A manta ray wearing a foam finger on its pointer thing. I don't know what's going on.
It was the pointer finger?
It was number one. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the pointer finger caveman.
Well, the adult moment of the week.
So that's a listing of these old features on Conversation Digest. Some oldies but goodies.
You remember Life Rules for Real?
Yeah, that was another one.
Where the guy just shot himself?
Just a biography of what you would like to do, but...
He just shot himself because... Life is getting them down.
715-842-8390 to join the conversation.
Oh, don't forget the 11-day forecast.
Yeah, we used to do the 11-day forecast. That's right.
The only 11-day forecast.
We'd like to thank these underwriting sponsors who help make our programming possible. Wayne Searing Insurance, All American Taxi, Today's Furniture and Mattress, Advantage of Stevens Point, Elder Sanctuary, and as well as the Hmong Quality Home Care. Taser fails to halt Alaska moose for biologists trying to remove rescue rope. Another story brought to you during hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest.
I foresaw that one coming.
JS Online. I'm going to have to start giving you hands to this dog because you can't read my mind. You know what I'm saying?
There, I did pretty damn good.
I liked it. Whoa, whoa, sir.
Dern.
Whoa.
I said dern.
No, you didn't. That was certainly not.
I said ram.
Your adult responsible moment of the week.
That's going to be the most cued feature in the world.
We're going to have
to do that. I want to know, was the moose able to see Russia from Alaska? Or?
Well, no.
Those mooses have really good vision.
Okay, let's not go on this berate Sarah Palin routine tonight. Taser fails to halt Alaska moose for biologists trying to remove rescue rope. JS Online. Fairbanks Daily. I don't even know how this made it for news in Milwaukee. With all the crap going on in Madison with these adult children running around.
Whoa, adult?
Children,
moment of the week.
Yeah. What about it, K-Man?
I don't know. I'm just trying to hit it back at you for some
reason. Oh, you can't play that. That's the vocal.
This is the instrumental.
Then why did I hear her speaking?
Because she just says, aw,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
Every week you do the same thing.
Okay, Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that the biologists with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game failed in their attempts to stun a cow moose to remove a rope around its neck that was used to rescue it from a river last month. What?
So it's been wandering around for a month with this rope around its neck?
I guess it's got some problems.
Maybe the moose wants to hang itself.
Biologists said the moose appeared to react only to the sound of the taser going off, and it started running. Why? Okay, how fast can a moose run? Can't you catch it at this point? Can't you get into A chariot.
A gold silver chariot.
Can't you get on a horse? I mean, a horse can outrun a moose, can't it? Can't you get in a car? Can't a car drive faster than a moose? Biologists decided to leave the cow.
Top speed of a moose is 35 miles per hour.
All right, let's get on a horse. They can go fast. What's the top speed of a horse? I mean, how do we give up on this moose because it ran away? And Taser, what is it, a criminal? Is it a criminal that's on a high-speed chase in Los Angeles or otherwise Madison? Is someone driving around in a Beetle, you know, complaining because Scott Walker wants to, you know, take away your excessive
kilometers per hour.
Spoiled behavior? Biologists decided to leave the cow. And I love this line right here. This is the moment of the article that I just love. Biologists decided to leave the cow, which was accompanied by a calf. Was the calf running, by the way? They said the rope is not hindering her ability to breathe, eat, or walk, and may just fall off eventually. No one understands where it is that I'm getting a little bit irritated in this article.
Well, then why, if that is the case, if the animal was able to have all the basic functions... And
why do they care?
...not be threatened, why was it tased?
And after all this work...
A horse can get up to about 43 miles per
hour. Okay, so catch up to the moose on a horse. Get on Seabiscuit, get on Secretariat, and catch the moose.
Isn't Secretariat dead now?
the ghost of Secretariat came in, okay? Get on the ghost of Secretariat.
No,
Seabiscuit's dead too.
I think they resurrected Secretariat, at least in the movies.
Yeah, Disney did. So
good job, Disney.
The biologists decide to tell everyone that they can breathe easy because the moose can eat, breathe, make out with other mooses of the opposite gender, or if it's a modern moose, maybe the same. But it can eat, drink, and do everything else, and only after they fail in their attempt as biologists to remove the rope by tasering it first, which is not good anyway. A taser is a miserable way to be brought down, isn't it?
From what I've heard, yes.
Moose are very violent.
Where did you get this information from?
They're bigger than a car, and they can take your car down.
Your girlfriend's bigger than a car, and she's pretty passive. She, you know, so seriously. So why are we trying to taser this thing? Let's calm down here.
If you're going to get near a moose, attack you.
Yeah, I don't blame. First of all, we're the reason the moose...
I'd attack me, too.
...has a rope around its neck.
I'd be mad if there was
someone says to me, came in, look, condition. Bring it on in, sir. Condition. We were saving the moose. Because it was in the river. The article doesn't even tell me what happened in the river. Do we know anywhere what happened with the moose in the river?
Those are three very short paragraphs.
Yes.
And it does not say.
It doesn't say what happened to the moose. How did it get in the river? I don't care about how the chicken. What's a chicker?
I'll look up.
I do not care. I hope it's not something bad. It's a made-up thing. I didn't even mean to say it. I don't care why the chicken crossed the road, Ziffelman. I don't care anymore. I want to know how the moose got in the river.
Oh, exactly.
I'll check Urban Dictionary.
And, you know, and if the moose dove into the river, was unable to get out again, and we saved it with said rope, why didn't we take the rope off at that time?
Yeah, because... Let's say hypothetically, no, this is a story that just isn't adding up. Something is wrong here. The moose is in the river, right? Struggling to maintain its head above water like much of America that the Emperor Obama is just stepping on right now. So the moose is struggling. What is it? I hope it's not a bad word.
Slang name for an ecstasy tablet. Used mostly in north of England.
Well, it'll be a fun weekend this week, huh? I had no idea.
Hook me up with the chickers, yo.
Yeah, gosh, dang it. So the moose is in the river, struggling, and obviously it's trying to maintain life. It doesn't want to die. Who wants to die? What wants to die? Aside from a victim, I should say a patient of Kevorkian.
Well, he's dead.
Well, this is a reference, K-Man, to when he was alive.
Oh.
So the moose gets out, right? And the baby moose, maybe it wasn't born yet, maybe it was. We don't know what was going on with the baby if it was born. If it wasn't born yet, it was in the belly of the moose mama. In which case, it was in the river as well.
In the belly?
Yes, in the belly.
Like in the stomach?
Yes. So when the moose gets out of the river and it's been struggling to maintain its head above water, it is exhausted, isn't it? Right? When this thing gets out of the river, it's completely tired. It's been brought down by emotional trauma, physical trauma. It's cold. It's wet. It gets out. It's been roped like a herd of cattle. It's slow, isn't it? Slow at this point, Ziffelman?
I would think so, being held down by the water,
I would think that, yeah, like you said, it would be in a very exhausted state,
yes.
So that would have been the best time, in
exactly.
My opinion, to take the rope off then instead of just allowing it to wander off safely, mind you, but still wander off and then double back, and all of a sudden you're concerned about this rope, but yet the rope isn't hindering all of its
faculties.
Common functions, but let's tase it anyway.
But then they say these wonderful biologists, these gifted biologists, I'm sure
the lightning.
Maybe they're at the protest rally in Madison right now showing their gift to humanity with their brilliant minds. These people, they say, look, we mustn't worry about the rope that we were worried about at one point in time because it may fall off. It may fall off.
Might be candy rope.
How is a tied rope? Okay, man, ask yourself this. How is a tied rope going to fall off?
Well, if I've seen lots of movies, then I know that ropes can just slip for no reason.
Yeah, because that happens all the time.
Well, that's why they put it in movies.
Yes. So, I mean, if you're with a knife, if you have a knife and you're trying to get the rope off, yeah, that's fine. You know, like the show Dexter, he's tied up and he gets the rope off.
Doesn't he break his hand at one point to get the rope off?
I don't know. Maybe K-Man. Why did I bring that up? Because I should have known then you would humor my lack of consistency here. But
if there's one thing we have, it's lack of consistency.
So so biologists decided to leave the cow, which is a female moose, of course, I guess, which is what this article should have specified, right? Because all of a sudden I'm reading this short little article, I'm confused. It was first a moose, and now it's a cow. So tell me, for gosh sake, that a cow is a female. Oh, wow.
Not just like saying a bull is the male version of a moose.
Is he telling me that I should stop telling this story?
Well, who does care about a
Craig,
moose?
Craig, I'm asking you, should I stop telling this story? Because I don't want the moose to die. What I'm saying is that I'm tired of the pretentious behavior of politicians, of state employees, of biologists who say, the rope may or may not fall off, so we maybe didn't have to worry about it in the first place. But we're going to suffer even more as far as the moose is concerned by tasering it.
Is that Harry Carey?
No, it's the biologist, K-Man.
No, a combination of Harry Carey and Casey Kasem.
It might have been. I don't know.
This is your top 40 biology moments of the week, brought to you by stupid decisions when it comes to saving a moose.
Yeah, who cares about a moose anyway?
You know, a knife would work. Let us.
The moose does not have an opposable thumb.
No, I don't think that the moose should cut the rope off by his or herself. I believe it's a her because it's a cow. I think that a male moose would probably be called a bull.
Yes.
A bull.
You are correct.
Or a boyfriend or a husband or whatever. Bullwinkle, whichever. Probably a bull.
Yes.
Let's tranquilize the poor animal because despite the fact that if you do use something like chloroform or whichever, you know, if you're a biologist, you put some chloroform, a large quantity on a napkin, and you sneak up from behind and you just...
You just cover the moose's mouth with a chloroformed hanky.
Probably more successful than a taser.
Why don't you just throw a big rock at its head, then?
I mean, it just seemed like an urban scene in Cops where some dirtball is trying to evade the cops in the streets of Los Angeles or Jersey or Milwaukee or even Wausau with all the dirt we have. No, I'm just joking. I love Wausau, actually. This is your community radio station, WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
From the heart of Wausau.
The heart of Wausau. So from moose to protest in Madison, Wisconsin, we have state employees.
What's up, man?
Oh, okay.
We're going to do any
we've got
of
a plethora. Yes, we are.
Program info?
On WNRBLP, we've got a plethora of weekly programming brought to you by local volunteers that take their time and really do a wonderful job on this station providing quite often live programming for WNRBLP. First show we'd like to talk about is a friend of the show, John Fish, Dr. Wren. I apologize, Dr. Wren. I don't think he hides that is his name, does he?
I do not think so.
No, because he even does the blog in the Wausau Daily Herald. He just goes by Dr. Wren. So
more people probably know him by Dr. Wren.
Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m., and this is a show about everything Wren. The Dr. Wren Show addresses weekly topics that have to do with... Can we get a new song on, please?
Which song you want?
Do you have any Mancini? Henry Mancini?
Yes.
Show topics cover tenant issues and concerns as well as landlord issues and concerns. Zifflman, you want to read that next one when I'm done here? Every Thursday morning on the Dr. That's not on. Oh, that's the Wren. That's the Dr. Wren blog. And you can go to www.drwrent.wordpress.com for that blog. And there he previews his weekly program and a brief recap of last week's show. So that's Dr. Wren's show. It's 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays. All right, Zifflman.
Next, we have the Hard Rock and Metal Show, hosted by The Metal Man. That is at 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. The show plays hard rock and metal from the 80s to today. And The Metal Man, they got to play the new releases into... Do live interviews.
Oh. Okay.
This is a nice orchestrated version of this.
I like it. Swab Hevige, every day WNRBLP has live Hmong programming from 7 to 8 a.m., 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., and 6 to 7 p.m. Every show will discuss different topics that you want to know about. Tune in to the station that gives you a voice for the voiceless. 93.3 FM WNRBLP. What's that popping noise? What, I got bubbles in my ear and they're popping? What was that pop noise? Zifflemans, were you responsible for the popping?
No, I was not.
Okay. Conversation Digest, you're listening to it right now. I don't need to preview that. K-Man and his Friday Night Lullaby Explosion. K-Man, why don't you tell the listening audience what it is that you do on your music extravaganza each Friday night?
Firstly, I go crazy and I play different music that has slipped through the cracks and with my co-host, the computer, who likes to hurt me and cause me pain. I hate him. Did that work?
Well, you know, I was thinking about your show. When you go on there with the computer and you guys spar and he destroys you every week, it's like that Jeopardy game where the computer took on a player. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
And then the computer won, right? And I thought that would have been some good comedy.
Against Ken Jennings?
That would have been, who's Ken Jennings?
The dude who won lots and lots and lots.
Oh, like 30 of them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why it was such a big deal that the computer won. Why is it? And I know what you're going to say from a nerd standpoint, because computers don't process that kind of information.
Plus, it wasn't connected to the internet. It had to use its database.
Who cares?
Well, because if it's connected to the internet,
I mean, it's unlimited
everything.
What you can do with the computer. A human mind, I mean, what came in?
No, I just saw that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you can't play that.
Well, it's Mancini, but I wasn't going to.
All right. Also, the mix with Kenneth McVeigh and Don Gifford. Fridays, 4 to 6 p.m., we play the best music around to get you in the mood for the weekend. And they play anything rock to country. We also, they have the mystery song of the day every other Friday. So, the off Fridays, we all know what it's going to be. But then on the every other, then it's a mystery song. They also have a Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com, the mix on WNRBLP. Oh, it's just WNRB. Well, that's... Mikey's Motorboat Marina. If you guys want to make a request, you can, for their show...
For the mix.
What?
You make a request for the mix, wasn't it?
Yeah. Two ways that you can make a request is email them at themix842@yahoo.com. Otherwise, they will take phone calls, 715-842-8390, extension 210. All those shows and much, much more. Dr. Kevin Yang, the Hmong Health Hour, every other Thursday at 6 to 7 p.m. discuss various health topics and answers listeners' health-related issues. That's everything, besides all the other shows that we didn't have a chance to get to. Zifflin, do you want to put those back in the envelope, please?
Sure, sounds good.
Thank you, I appreciate it. So, from Moose to protesters in Madison, it's been a long night of conversation died. I mean, it's been a very fast and exhilarating show. Hey, man, what are your thoughts on that whole protest rally situation in Madison? Do you care? Do you have a position?
I have neither. Doesn't affect me. I don't care. You asked me, and I gave you an honest answer.
It does affect you. As a nerd that likes to be on the internet all the time, how do you like having to go to every single website that pertains to news at all, and all you're reading about is the teachers and the state workers that are yelling and screaming down at Madison?
I can block that out easily.
Oh, boy. Well,
you're asking me.
That
I'm
was
not going to make
your adult responsible
up.
Moment of the week.
I'm not going to make something up. I'm going to tell you
what do you care
truth.
About besides fatty foods and rum and
those,
computers?
Are those fighting words?
No. I'm just joking, K-Man. I think that we got to calm down and we got to think about the children. How do we get through to these children? How do we get through to these adults? How do we get them back to work? I mean, it's not going to take long. They'll be back to work Monday, probably. But Scott Walker, submit to you, I do. Maybe this would have been better to do in the summertime so that these clowns couldn't skip classes. You know, if a student skips a class, what happens? They are reprimanded, right?
They are going to be in trouble and maybe get detention or suspension.
Or worse.
Suspension?
No, I skipped my fair share of classes when I was a kid. That's the difference between being a kid or a teenager and being an adult.
Did your mother ever find out?
Mother condition probably knew. And
no wonder she still doesn't like you.
After the fact, what's she going to do? I mean, she's like, well, you already did it. I can't tell you not to do it now. I can just say, don't do it again.
She can still be disappointed.
Well, that is a never-ending issue, probably. I don't blame her. So, get back to work, get in the classroom, do your job, and face facts. People in the private sector have been dealing with these issues with contributing to our pensions and contributing to our medical costs for years. Do you understand this? The collective bargaining agreements have been going on in Wisconsin for far too long to the point where teachers have had it really good. We can't afford this any longer. You've been riding the coattails of a good American economy for too long, teachers. It's time to get back to work, and it's time to face reality. We can't afford this any longer. You have to try to contribute to your own pensions more than you have been. You need to contribute more to your medical costs than you have been. Right, Ziffelman, or do you think I'm wrong?
Oh, I would agree. I think there needs to be, I mean, the obvious choice would not be to shirk their duties as teachers for the children and be out. I mean, I can say that's all fine and good. They are protesting something that they feel needs to be protested. But the children and the various other people in these schools who are not partaking of the teachers doing their jobs the right way are suffering because of it.
Okay, so let's worry about the 4 R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, and responsibility. It is their responsibility to suck it up, be tough, not dehumanize and marginalize Scott Walker. Face facts, we're dirt poor now. We've got a horrible budget issue going on in Wisconsin. We've got to save money somehow. And if we don't do this, 5,500 employees will be laid off. It's time for a sacrifice. Just about everyone else in America has sacrificed in some way, shape, or form. You still have your job, teachers. Be thankful for that. I'm done with all this. I'm in a bad mood. I've got a horrible headache. I'm like Serene. Serena, or whatever her name was, that female reporter. I've got a horrible migraine headache. And Ziffelman, okay, I'll probably have to take that ibuprofen in a moment here. I appreciate that. Thank you, good sir. You've been listening to a live episode of Conversation Digest. Up in just a few moments, we're going to segue into a encore presentation
of
the best of Conversation Digest, whereby we play old portions of old episodes of Conversation Digest. FamousAshtray.com is a website where you can hear old episodes, archived episodes of Conversation Digest, FamousAshtray.com. Also, it's a website where you can hook a link up and hear the website live stream of Conversation Digest. Or any other show, for that matter, on WNRBLP's very own station. Wausau's very own station, WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
I can't find the ender.
All right, well, let's just go right to the best of.
Can you filibuster for about a minute?
Oh, I've been doing that for my entire life.
Because then it'll start by itself on the thing.
Large storm looming for Sunday. The only reason I care is because I have to shovel. I hate shoveling. My sweet little willow pop.
Oh, we've got another storm
supposedly
coming through? Or?
K-Man, right before we leave the studio, could you please get the forecast on your laptop because you're equipped with nerd equipment? I need you to check that out, weather.com. And you have the internet right there, right? I mean, I have the internet right in front of my face. But,
yes, sir.
All right. Be back next week, hopefully, with a whole new edition of Live Conversation Digest. Otherwise, it'd be a best of or a pre-recorded version of Conversation Digest. Thanks go out to everyone for listening. K-Man.
Are we going to say the weather or just...
No, I just want to know for my own care. So okay. My own concern. All right, thanks for listening to the live version of Conversation Digest. And right now on Conversation Digest, the best of Conversation Digest. You've been listening to WNRBLP Wausau.
And then after the best of...
Oh, the K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion on WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM at 10 o'clock. Oh, gosh. Now I got to get out of all that other... You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Conversation Digest has...